You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering, mahoganysilvering.net. Fresh Meat, an interracial erotic romance by bestselling author L. Loren. Spending bike week in Daytona Beach was supposed to be research for an upcoming movie role. Smoke had no idea all the perks of being an undercover biker would offer. He couldn't afford any mistakes, so he took a vow of celibacy. However, fate had other plans. As soon as he arrived, a beautiful little Spitfire sparked his engine, and he threw those vows right out the window. Baby Bird captured his heart in one day. Now his mission is to make her his and claim his own happy ending. Fresh Meat, part of the Lunchtime Chronicles by best-selling author L. Loren. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today. Passion to Pride, Alejandro. An interracial romance author, Mahogany Silvering. Alejandro, the son of a jaguar king, who doesn't want to be king. When he has a premonition of a human woman's fight with drug coyotes, he rushes to save her. He takes her on the run to keep her safe from the cartel, who mistakenly believe that she has stolen from him. Alejandro and Regina fall in love. However, when his father is killed by cartel enforcers, Alejandro is forced to become king, but Regina feels unworthy to be his queen. Can this reluctant jaguar king lead his people, protect his homeland, and make Regina, a human, his queen? Passion's Pride, Alejandro, by romance author Mahogany Silvering. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Mahogany Says Show. I'm your host, Mahogany Silvering, and boy, do we have another great show for you. Actually, we missed last week, so I did miss you guys, but we're back on top and back doing what we want to do and getting it out there, bringing you the best books by the best authors. And with us tonight, we have author K.K. Harris. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Would you like to be called Kay or Miss Harris? I mean, I hate to, you know.
You can call me
Kanika. No. Oh, okay. What is it again? Kanika?
Kanika. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I like that. Oh, it's very close to my real name.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. I saw that there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, so yeah, we're matching a little bit.
Yeah. So there you go. So because I like your author name, your pen name actually, KK, because my initials are KR, so that's pretty cool. I like that.
Cool. Yeah. Then first name, middle name.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. See, there you go. I never had a middle name. I had to get married to have a middle name. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm so ready to get rid of that maiden name. That's a whole nother story.
<Uh-oh>.
A whole nother story.
Uh-oh, we're about to have some tea, okay.
Yeah, but before we do that,
yes. So tell me, what got you into writing? What inspired you to become a writer?
Okay, so I've been reading romance, black romance, for a long time. I think my very first book was a Terry McMillan book, Mama. I read it back when I was maybe 12 or 13, something like that. It was one of my first books, grown-up books, let me say it like that. I've always been a fan of reading or whatever, but I picked up that book, read it, and I was like, oh my God, the grown ups, that's what I'm missing out on. There's some serious drama going on in this book. So,
oh yeah.
Of course I got into stuff like that. Right. My mom was in a book club and stuff like that, so I started reading her books whenever she had books. So it turned into a passion of mine just to read all the grown up things or whatever. So over the years, turned to a grown up, started reading. Do you remember the Black Expressions line? You know, you kind of order all the romance books, Eric Romanticky, and all those. Right.
Yes.
So I started doing that, started reading. I had so many books. But then I started going, okay, everybody's starting to sound the same. I need this book to end different. And I, you know, as a writer now, I'm going, I hate when people be like, oh, that book didn't end right, or I wish it would have ended like this, or I wish you would have did this, when I used to do that back in the day. But guess what I did? I became a writer. So
there you go.
So I can write my ending however I want to. I'm just going to be honest.
There you go.
That's how I felt about it. And plus my husband, he was my extra inspiration. I used to tell him about my books. Of course, he didn't read them, but he would listen to me. So of course, I used to tell him about them. And I'm like, okay. Because he like, why your face like that up? I didn't like that ending. So it was like, if I wrote the book, it would have ended like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he was like, well, why don't you write your own? So it was like,
see, there you go.
Okay.
That's right.
Message.
You got it right there.
Message received. I got you. So, yeah, that's how I got started. Seriously.
Wow. And so how many books do you have now?
Right now, I have 23 books. It used to be 25. Two,
wow.
I deleted completely. I completely hated them. I'm sorry, y'all. It was a couple of books that some people read. They kind of liked, but then other ones didn't quite accept it. And then once I reread it, I didn't like it either. So I deleted two of those. But another
I've been
one
there.
I have kind of sitting to the side, and I don't know what I'm going to do with that one yet. I may give it away for free. I don't know. It's just, and it was a marriage counseling-ish kind of book. It was a couples retreat kind of book that I had in my mind that I wanted to do after listening to Jill Scott's Crown Royal on Ice. But at the same time, it was like, I don't know if it's good. So it's actually just sitting in the archive. So I don't know what I'm going to do about that one.
So, oh, no.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Well, yeah, we all have something we've written. They were just like, why did I write that? What was I thinking? But
right.
I still have two books that they pop up when you search for me, but they're not available because I deleted them. You know.
Right.
Understandable.
I wrote them, but it's just this year. I think it was the end of last year that I deleted them. I really did. I really hate those books. Like, they are horrible. I was like, what was I doing? What happened? Was I sleeping? Was I in a funk? Was I not in a good mood when I was writing that book?
Right?
I don't know. They were terrible. They had to go. They had to go.
Oh, my goodness. So which of your books is your favorite?
My favorite. Ooh. It's hard. It's almost like picking between your kids.
I know, right?
So I have favorites for different reasons. Love Drug is my favorite because it was my first. It was my firstborn. It was raw. It was me. It was all natural. I mean, it was like people, when they read it, if they know me, they can be like, okay, I could pick apart people in this book and attitudes and you know, how they roll and how they flow. So that was my first baby. That's what I put my blood, sweat, and tears into, that first set. But Blaze, something about Blaze, that book is just crazy. It's like, dude was this dude, he could go from the hoodie to the business suit, and he was just cutthroat, and he was raw, and I don't know, that's like my second baby. But, Lord, if you go to the interracial romance, would be in DC Pun, and that would be Antonio, because he just, oh my God, he was an Italian mob boss. So it was like, you know what I'm saying? And so, and he also, he does have my husband's name. His name is Antonio, but that's not the point. But anyway, so he would be like my third. But then my absolute favorite right now, in this day, right now, as we speak, is Cage. and it would be Defying Destiny. Oh my God, the very first book of this MC series is, oh my God. Even I had to read it myself and go back and take myself out of my writer shoes and put myself in reader shoes and went, damn, this book kind of good. I like this. Did they do it like this? Oh my God, he's wrong. Let's read it again. That's good. So, yeah.
Oh, love it. I like that. Definitely. So you the characters kind of talk to you a lot, and you get really involved
they
with them.
Do. My characters, when I say they will, yeah, they kind of hunt me a little bit. It's kind of scary. It sounds crazy, but my characters talk to me like they really want their swords out. Like, no, that's not right. That's not how I want. I don't want to look like no punk. You know what I'm saying? So, nope, I'm not doing it. It's like, really? So, yeah, no, for real. It's serious. It's so serious.
Yes. Believe it or not, many writers say the same thing. It's like we all say it. Yeah. It's just, cause, you know, it's like you want to write this one book, but then somebody else is talking. So I say the loudest one gets the book written. Yeah, so,
right.
Don't start talking to me. I got to finish
like,
that.
It's like, yep. I'm sorry, readers. I promise y'all I'm trying, but somebody else is in my ear right now, and I got to finish what they're talking about. I'm going to confuse the storylines. We don't want to confuse it. And then y'all go, that didn't happen. Oh, my bad. That was,
right,
that
and
was
who is
my
this? Right.
I don't know. Right, who name is that? My bad. Because I did that a long time ago. And it was like, my sister is like one of my biggest readers. She read something, and she was like, hey, who is this? Why you put Mona name in the book? I said, oh, shit, that's you. My bad, dog. I don't know what happened. I don't even know what happened there. My bad. And I was right about somebody else. I mean, that had nothing to do with her. And I swear the girl's name was Mona. And it was like, I don't know. Maybe we was on the phone, child. I don't know. I don't know what happened. So, yeah. No.
You never know who's going
to
pop up. That's right.
That's true. No
exactly.
Joke.
You never know who's going to come through.
So
have you ever experienced a writer's block?
Yes, Lord. Okay, y'all. Real story, true story. I hate real talk. I hate saying this. Y'all. I hate even hearing it. But anyway, so true story. I was on, I think 2 years, like 2 years that I could not get anything to come out right. It was so awful. And it was people going, hey, when the next book coming or when the sequel to this is coming? And da-da-da, and it's like, y'all, I can't, I'm trying. It's like the words that I keep saying is I'm working on it. I'm lying because I can't work on that because I can't get words to come out of my head. Literally, I sat up for 2 years and did absolute jack shit. I promise. It was hard. I couldn't get, I don't know if I was stressed with life or what, or if I just needed a break because it was like at the beginning, I was pumping out 4 or 5 books a year. And I've only been out since 2013. You know what I'm saying? So it was like I was pumping. And then it just stopped. It's like my well just dried up. Really? Really? Lord, are you punishing me or are you telling me I need to take a break? I was so lost. I was scared. I lost my whole mojo. Literally, I wanted to cry. I might have cried. I might have. I don't even remember. I have to ask my husband because I might have. It hurt my feelings so bad. Because this
you probably needed that break, though.
It feels so good. I did because that's when I came back with the Lincoln Black Knight, honey. Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Oh, there you go.
Testimony. That's how I came back. It is. That
oh,
break.
Wow.
And
see,
I
just needed
that
break.
But I needed it. I did.
Yeah.
It came back hard.
Yeah. Sometimes
hard.
Your body will let
like,
you know.
Like, hey, calling MJC.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm happy to be back. Happy to be back.
So, you have any advice for any other writers if they're experiencing writer's block, what they should do?
Oh, okay. I say don't rush it because don't try to force it. And I know a lot of people, you will read, you know, if you do your little research, you know, you'll see a lot of people that just say push through or keep writing, don't give up. Okay, if you're going to keep writing, I say journal. I mean, journal what's going on in your life right now. Talk about some stuff that was in your past that you maybe need to get out. But don't try to force a book out because I swear it's going to be trash. I promise I put that on.
Mm-hmm.
I promise before God it's going to be trash. And you're going to be like, what the hell? I should have just sat here. Cause this, what was this? What was this? This was just pointless. Wasted time. And so you don't want to do that. Another thing is read. Calm down. Read a little bit. chill out.
Oh, yeah.
Find what really made you excited about whatever genre
romance
or paranormal or whatever. Just chill out for a minute. Catch up on some TV. Sit down with the family. Create a new hobby. Sew a little bit. I don't know, child. Just do something. But just don't force it. It's kind of woosah in the moment. Just like, okay,
yes,
it'll be
all
right.
You have to kind of just
if
let it.
If the Lord gave it to me for real, it'll be back. It will be back.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
It never left. You just needed a break. So
right.
I think that's what happened.
So that was it. Just needed to calm down a little bit. Maybe I was doing too much. Okay, I'll do that. I got you.
Oh, okay. So do you do this full time or do you work a job full time?
Well, I can say I work, but we own our own janitorial service. So technically we have our own business on that sense, and then my book is my other business. So I have two full-time businesses. I guess you could say it like that. That's the only
thing
I can really describe. I don't work for anybody. I work for myself.
So you really
work
for yourself.
I mean, like pay myself, work for myself, do my own books, all that. Do my own taxes. That's me. I got fed up with working for someone else so many years ago to a point where it was like, I can't do this. And how can you evaluate my work and give me more money or not just because you might not like it? Can't do it. Can't do it. Mm-mm.
Or are you scared I might take your job? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bruh, you feel me? Do you feel me?
Yeah.
No, I can't do it. No, I'm not going to be able to do that. So about the same time I released my first book in 2013 is when we started our janitorial business. Love Drug came out January 2013, and I quit working at the state in February 2013. So that's
how it works. Nice.
Yep.
So what would you say is your most interesting writing quirk, if you have any?
Besides blast and music, and my music goes with whatever attitude I'm in. Like if I'm getting ready to kill up a bunch of people or just really act ignorant in the book, I will turn on some trap music or some old Cash Money and No Limit playlist kind of thing. If I'm feeling real mellow and I just feel like, you know, vibing a little bit, I have a Anita Baker, Freddie Jackson, Luther, Isley playlist.
Nice.
It just goes.
Yeah,
and
there
I
you go.
Just let it play over and over and over again. And I can bank out about two chapters a day. Do you feel me? That's how good
yes.
that playlist is.
It
is feel
yes,
good.
It is.
So, but,
yes.
but music, that would be my main work. It's just music and a couple snacks. And I can literally go all day without eating, like eating, sitting down eating meals.
Yeah,
meal.
like sitting down eating food. Yes.
And that's it. And it's crazy.
Music, yes.
I can go.
That works.
Yeah.
I added Twizzlers to mine. That's my biggest thing.
Oh, not the
Twizzlers. Something I could just, you know, slice it off and chew on that while I'm, or just
I'm
have it in your mouth
think,
while you're typing.
I have a snack that I'm trying to think of that I know, I don't do it all the time, but a lot of the times that I really do, and I'm trying to think, I know at one point it was the pink Starburst. I give me a big bag of pink Starburst and go.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, those are good.
Those are so good. And then, and if I just feel like I need some salt and some cheese, it's going down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting me some plain Lay's chips or some Ruffles, and I'm getting
mm-hmm.
some chunk cheese, like some Cracker Barrel cheese, and I'm going in.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to
there you go.
Snack. Yep.
Well, there you go. You got your protein and you got your carb right there. There you go.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm straight. They give me
that's
some
good.
Green tea on the side. Baby, I don't need nothing else.
I'm thank you, because not many people I talk to like green tea. Everybody always want coffee, but I'm a tea person. So
mm-hmm.
I like that.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
We stopped drinking coffee a long time ago. And the sad part, the last time, I was like, okay, forget it. Let me go and get some coffee. Let me just see what it'd be like. Chad, I did not feel good after this. I had a
mm-hmm.
migraine out of this world. And it's like, no, I'm going to stick with my tea. I'm going to stick with my tea and my honey. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, I got green tea. I got French vanilla. I got caramel vanilla. I got whatever you want.
There you
mm-hmm.
go.
Something good.
Oh, yeah. Because coffee will knock me out. I don't know why. It does the opposite.
Okay, so.
It just
see,
makes
glad
me sleepy.
I'm not the only person. Coffee makes me sleep. It always did. It good.
Yeah.
It used to make me sleep. I would literally nod off with some coffee. And it's like, why? The same thing. I do the opposite. I'm weird.
Exactly. And if I hate to, if you even tried to take pre-workout before going to the gym, man, I'd be so sleepy. Get to the workout like,
At least you're going to the gym, because I just started. We just started working out over quarantine, and we turned our garage into a gym. Yes, we have.
Oh, that is awesome.
And I'm working. I'm trying. I'm just really trying to get my breath up. That's it. At this point, I'm not even studying weight loss. I'm just trying to see if I can breathe up.
Hey, there you go. That's awesome. Gotta say thanks for you doing that, because, you know, I miss going to the gym, but I can't do it with my back. But I still try to do my yoga and do moderation stretches, but, you know, it's not as hardcore as I used to be.
My husband did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's fun, but it can be addicting. It really can.
Yeah. I can see
the hardest ever.
I didn't do it.
That's okay. Not many people do. It's not for everybody. Everybody's not going to like it. But, you know, just like not everybody's going to like the same books. I mean, just so there's readers for every author, because we don't, you know, I have an entire library, not by the same author. I mean, come on.
Right.
Everybody's got different authors that we like. We'll read to pick and choose. So, you know, it's.
Right.
People say, oh, I don't have an. Yes, you do. And you can find your audience among other people who like the same kind of books you do. So, everything from romance to mystery or whatever. But so would you say you do? Do you like to do research for your books, or is it just a story that comes to you?
I guess it depends on what genre, because I do dabble in a lot of different genres. And when I first came out, it was more urban, so I knew that life. I grew up in the hood, so I knew drug dealers. I knew all that. That was the life that I grew up around in, you know, Central Little Rock. So, that was easy. But when it went to, paranormal and interracial romance and different stuff like that, paranormal for sure. I kind of read and I kind of researched, and it's kind of like I want to make sure I use the right wording for certain things, and then if I can't find anything that really fits me and how I want to roll with it, then I will make it up as I go, because it is fiction, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to be so far out the box to a point where it's like, well, that shit's not happening, you know what I'm saying? So you know. It's like, and then also with the whole urban thing, I didn't want to be so out of the box and way down the street like everybody else. Like, I'm not going to say everybody else, Lord forgive me. Just a lot of people are, and it's like billions and billions of dollars, drug dealers, and they'll never go to jail, and the police ain't never looking, everybody got a Bugatti, and blah, blah, blah. I didn't want to do that. So, but then with the MC, I've never been in an MC or in a motorcycle club, so I had to do my research on that and had to figure out how that role and how their language is, study their bylaws and their different things like that. So I do research, but then I also shoot it from the rip, too. So I do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I try to make sure everything is in order, decent and in order.
Exactly. So your newest book, is that it's part of your MC series?
Yes. Four of the MC series, that is Denver's Deception. So it's going to be a 5-book series. So I'm writing 5 now. I'm almost done. For everybody that's reading that loves those Lincoln Black Knights, y'all, I'm coming.
There you go.
So don't jump in my inbox and hit me up. Why is she on the radio and she needs to write this book? Let me be. I'm working on it. I'm taking a break. I'm working on it.
Nothing wrong with that. I know how series go.
So that's book 4. Wood, he was the quiet one of the bunch. He didn't say much, and he's just raw, you know what I'm saying? So his emotions, it's exciting to jump into his head, because he doesn't say a lot of words out of his mouth. So therefore, now you get to find out what is he thinking when he kind of sitting back looking at everybody like, And so then you realize, oh, my God, he's a silent killer. Now, old folks used to say in the country, watch out for them quiet ones now. So, because them quiet ones, they seem silent killers. So, you know. Yeah, so that's what Wood is. So, he was Christian.
Well, see, that's characters that are really keep up the mystery because we don't say a whole lot, but you know they're up to something.
Right.
That's how you
right.
know.
Right. It's like, y'all too quiet. What's on your mind? Oh, no. Maybe I don't want to know what's on your mind. I take that back. Yeah. I don't want to know.
Exactly. Just like, let me be quiet, because I grew up that way. That was
right.
me growing up. I was always quiet, but I was in my head. I had all these stories in my head. So to me, it was much better. I could observe people, and then I'd have stories in my head. So I was kind of like just writing that to myself, and I could spend a lot of time with myself. Most people can't stand themselves, but me, I liked me.
Right.
I made sense
I
to me.
Well, I'm not going to say that. I was quiet around strangers. So I was outgoing, but I think with me, I was loud to cover up the pain that I had going on within myself. Because honestly,
right.
I had real bad self-esteem. I had some depression issues back then that I didn't uncover until those 2 years that I was on writer's block that I had to discover that I had some issues going on within myself that, you know, was, you know, I didn't really care for myself because I didn't think anybody else cared for me. So my values sucked. So therefore, that 2 years gave me some insight on myself, a lot of insight on myself. So, yeah.
That kind of helped you process it. Yeah.
Yes, it did. I wrote a book that I don't really talk about. It's in Kanika Harris, not KK Harris, but it was just, I just wanted to get it all out. Well, I think I was supposed to get it all out. I just needed to unload it, everything that was going on from the things that happened in my past. I had some stuff that I even blocked off to a point where I even forgot it happened until I wrote it down.
Wow.
Once I started writing, it was like, damn, that. Wait, I'm not dreaming. I'm like, hold on, let me think back. Oh, shit, it really did happen. Ah, oh, dang.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You can bury things,
I know
yeah.
people that it's happened to, and I think that, and then that also let me know that's why I'm so overprotective of my kids, and I didn't remember why I never wanted my kids to go over anybody's house to spend the night. Remember why
I was very strict
on who watched my kids, you know what I'm saying? Because
right.
you just never know. You know, people the closest to you, I mean, family members, you know, that you just cool with to a point where it's like, oh, shit, damn, that happened? Oh, no. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to jail. I'm too cute. I will go to jail over mine. I'm not going to be able to do it. So people
exactly.
kind of failed me in my past, I think. But, you know, me, I'm not failing jack. I'm going in. So, no, I'm keeping my kids close to the hip. So,
yeah, that's a good thing.
That's me.
Especially with today's world, yes. You don't know who to trust.
This world.
Even family members.
That's so true. Even family members. So, yeah, that's real. No,
yeah, exactly.
I think that's what my
I know blood is thicker than water, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't really fool with my blood. I'm sorry. If y'all listen, y'all have offense, show offense too with y'all. I'll be all right. I mean, it just is what it is. I just don't fool with a lot of my
Yeah,
so
well, that's true.
It's like, I'm one of those funeral family members. I see you at a funeral. That's if I want to come. You might not see me there either. So, I don't know. Take what you can get, Chad.
Like, I love you, but I love you from over here.
Yes. The Lord said love all his spirit. He didn't say we had to deal with him 24/7. Y'all better get it right.
No, that's right. He didn't.
Now.
He just said we had to love him. Yes.
We
and
just
we
have
can
to
love
them. We
can love them from a distance. You know, I don't have to be in face.
Yes. Nope, at all. And I ain't got to talk to you every day either, so don't blow my phone up. You good?
Exactly. I don't do that. I mean, people are like, it's weird. Well, I haven't talked to you for like 3 days. I'm like, I don't call people every day.
I don't call my mama every day. You'll be lucky if you catch me on the phone. That means I love you for real. So,
yeah.
I mean, no. Shoot me a text. What you got to talk about? You can send it in an email. If you need
exactly.
to take some time and write it down like a book, just send it to me one at a time. Just
right.
one big old whop, and I will respond accordingly.
Right. Instead of a run around the store that takes forever to get to the point, and you're like, I have stuff to do. Come on.
Right. You want to tell me about something such and whoop de whoop, and it's like, I don't even talk to him. I don't care.
Okay, let's boil this down, right? It's like, just
what point were you getting to? And I did my kids like that. When they were coming up, it was like that. Come here, mama. Nope. Cut to the cliff notes. Give me the ending. What is the ending point of this conversation? Do not beat around the bush. What do you want? Do you want something? Do you want me to say yes, no, or maybe?
Exactly.
Get to the point.
Yeah. Some people, they will say, to make a long story short, and they don't make it short.
Please. No, they don't. And it's a book. It's a book coming out their mouth.
Is that
so
right?
And it's like, Mama, did you hear me? Hell no. I missed about 10 minutes of it. I promise you I did. What you say? No.
Bottom line, is it money? Is somebody bleeding?
Yes.
Did somebody die?
Get to the point.
No? Okay.
What do you want? All right. We good. High five. High five.
Yeah,
no, high
right.
five. Mad at me. Fine. Whatever. You good.
Yes. Especially if I'm trying to write something or do something and it's important and, you know, people start either calling or saying, look, just, I don't even answer the phone.
I'm not. I'm pushing you to voicemail. Shoot me a text. I'm busy. Yeah, I know what I do.
Yep. That's what my daughter, she's like, from 10:37, send me a text. I'm working.
Yes. Please do. Or just come in and stand in the room. I will ignore you. You will be a statue. I will sit there and act like I do not see you. Until you're ready. You ready? No. Nope.
Oh, my God.
Call me mean, but whatever. Nope.
Oh, okay. That was too funny. I'm sorry. Well, on that note, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with more of
awesome.
Author K.K. Harris. Hot Coffee, An Interracial Romance by Donna R. Mercer, a new release on December 3rd, is now available for pre-orders on Amazon. Roman is a playboy, but one too many scandals has put his CEO position in jeopardy. He must find a nice girl one at the board of Hemingway Industries would approve of and get married before the new year. Maya is just the woman he needs with her wholesome queen image. Roman is the one man who has ever held a place in her heart, but she has no plans of marriage, only philanthropy. So Roman must prove his love and earn Kamaya's trust, or risk losing it all. Everyone needs a little cream in their hot coffee. An Interracial Romance by Donna R. Mercer. For more information, visit www.donnarmercer.com. Hot coffee. Get your copy today. Fresh Meat, An Interracial Erotic Romance by best-selling author L. Lorenz. Spending bike week in Daytona Beach was supposed to be research for an upcoming movie role. Smoke had no idea all the perks of being an undercover biker would offer. He couldn't afford any mistakes, so he took a vow of celibacy. However, fate had other plans. As soon as he arrived, a beautiful little Spitfire sparked his engine, and he threw those vows right out the window. Baby Bird captured his heart in one day. Now his mission is to make her his and claim his own happy ending. Fresh Meat, part of the Lunchtime Chronicles by best-selling author L. Lorenz. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today. You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering. MahoganySilvering.net. All right, we are back and we are talking to Miss K.K. Harris, also known as Kenesha. Beautiful name, by the way. And I'm really enjoying talking to her. it looks like we have some listeners listening in. So what I was going to ask you before the break was, in your series, how do you write them to keep them fresh for your readers?
The way I work, I try to give everybody a different storyline. Because, you know, a lot of times when you read series, all the men have the same issue or all the women have the same issue. So mm-hmm. I try to flip it up and switch it up like that. So it, I think with Cage and Destiny, it was kind of Destiny's point of view. And then when it went to 2, it kind of got split. And then when it went to 3, it switched all the way around to a point where we were going from the lady night. You know what I'm saying? And not necessarily the men's MC portion of it. So it was more focused mm-hmm. on the ladies that's forming the MC. So that's how I kind of switch it up, flip and flop back and forth.
Okay.
Kind of give everybody a voice in this. So we might be going for the men now, but then later we're going for the women. So, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Nice. Okay. Well, you're working on book number 5, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
If anyone that is listening, yeah. Okay.
Black
and
black is crucial. Yes, I'm
black
ready
is crucial. Okay. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, he's an older cat. He's an older guy, and so he's going to be involved with a younger lady in the neighborhood in our little made up town. So yeah, their love affair is going to be a little rocky because we got to get to their history to find out what's going to go on in their present so we can figure out what we're going in our future with them.
Okay. Nice. So do you have, so he sounds like an old school person that's, you know, that had the little young chicks around. But so tell us, what was your publishing experience like when you decided to publish?
When I first started, I did a lot of research. I was curious on how to get out there. And I actually did email a lot of people, a lot of my favorites back then, Brenda Jackson and folks like that or whatever. And it was kind of radio silent. That's fine. I continued to read and research, like I said, and look up sites and all that good old stuff. And then that's when I figured out what was the difference between vanity publishing and, you know, self-publishing and actual major publishing. So, and then it just boiled down to, who do I want to give myself to? You know what I'm saying? And where
exactly
do I see myself going with it? So publishing just turned out to be the most logical choice for me. So it was like, okay, I read. Let me figure this out. So I made my own book cover. It wasn't that cute at first, but it's all good. I made my own book cover. You know, we did the whole editing situation and
right.
the formatting, kind of figure out how everything went. I just did everything myself and just kind of, it was self-taught. And you know, it was either, me personally, it was like, hey, either this going to be a hit or it ain't. It's like hit or miss. I don't care. Let's figure it out.
Well, there you go.
So,
live and learn.
I finally did it. And I did it. And it actually paid off. You know, it was like maybe the 5th book that it actually started paying off. But hey, it did. At the 5th book, everybody backed up to the beginning and read right through like it was nothing. And it was like, and it was banging, man. It was, I was like, wait,
nice.
I wasn't expecting this, but thank you, Lord. Okay, so, yeah.
Well, see, there you go.
Way to go for me. I just couldn't do it.
Trial and error. That's just the way I kind of went into it. So it's just the same thing. Just,
yeah.
My husband gets he sends out all these letters and queries, and like 300
yeah.
of those later, he's getting back the rejections. He's like frustrated. I'm like,
yeah.
No, you can, I could, you know, we could do this together. I could publish it for you.
Like, right. And it's like, you,
no,
know,
he,
you try to go that way, but it's like, it's hard. And it was like, okay, well, some companies won't even take a look at yourself unless you have an agent. And it's like, well, how do I get an agent? Okay, so now I got to send a
right.
letter to them to see if I can keep their interest. And then they kept saying no. So it was like, now look now. And then if I did get one that answered back, it turned out that they were in a vanity house. So it's like, I'm not paying you
right, yeah.
book for a month to tell me that you like my book. No, you good. I like my book. It's good.
I like my book
good.
Just fine.
I don't
yeah.
need you to tell me that it's good. I like it fine. So
exactly.
And then also, you're trying to make me more main, take some of this out. Well, if you change the word, and I'm not changing that because it's a hood book, so it need to be hood.
That's not, you know who your readers are. And that's right. A great thing that a lot of people coming into it, they really don't know who their audience is. But when you know your audience, then it makes it easier. At least I find it makes it easier for you to really go after the audience.
Because I started with Wattpad. So I started with Wattpad with just reading some books, and then I started, it was almost like a blog for me. So it was like I would update, people would read, and then finally my readership just picked up. And it's like I started from like maybe 100 followers to a point where I almost had 20,000 followers on Wattpad reading my books, and they were reviewing and da da da. And the only reason why I jumped off is because people started stealing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, well, I can't keep giving y'all myself free. That's not going to work. But yeah, so that's how I kind of figured out where my reader base was. And now, but when I changed a little bit and kind of tapped into other genres, then I'm kind of in a mercy situation because it's like some people that expect for me to be real, real, real hood and just show out like I did with my first book. Then when I went to, when I started writing a little more romance and it's more tamed and we just kind of chilling, no drugs, no strong killing or nothing like that. And then it's like, well, it was okay. And it's like, shit, I need to find the other section of the readers. So they can say, yay, girl, you did this. So, it's hard to find your reader base.
But they're there. I mean, it's, you know, like I said, there's something for everybody.
Yeah. Right. It's something for everybody. So, you know, it is what it is. It's give or take. And, you know, I've talked to some book clubs, and they're like, well, you know, once we get started with you with one genre, that's kind of where we want you to stay. Well, I don't want to stay in a box because I don't like boxes.
No.
Yeah, I might as well be in a box. You know, that's making me claustrophobic. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be put in a closet. I want
There's only so much space in that box. And you can't grow in a box. You want
and
to be
everything
free.
That go on in my head don't belong in a box because this is cloud in here.
And it doesn't belong in one genre at all the times either. So that's moving that you moved into that transition because as you evolve and change, so will your writing. So that I find that is great. It's like what I started out as is not what I'm doing now. So yeah.
That's me.
Most definitely. And you'll pick up new readers along the way. As long as
I
actually thought by getting around other authors in your same genre, it really helps too because you find different things to do and I value their experience and maybe things that they've learned not to do. So it'll keep me from making those mistakes.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
So what would you like to tell readers? I mean, and I'm sorry, not readers, but writers who are just starting and looking to publish their first book. What advice do you have for them?
Definitely do your research because you can ask people, and I don't mind people asking, but sometimes some authors or writers, when they ask, they want you to give them the full blueprint. Just give me how you did it, and I'm going to do exactly the same thing. I can't really do that because it's kind of difficult. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because you might not even want to go the route I went, or you might not even have the patience to sit down and just really try to perfect your craft kind of like I did, you know what I'm saying? So I can't really just give you that. You kind of have to do a little legwork, too. I mean, I'm not knocking it or anything, but it's like everybody want to write a book. I get it. Everybody got a story, but can't everybody write a book? So for real, seriously, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We all got stories. That's true. But can you put it in words and make it make sense and then add the fluff to it to make it go right? And it's just not,
then market
just
it.
Words on the page. Right.
Exactly.
And then market it. And then it's hard to be honest. I know it looks easy to a lot of people, but it's hard. Not trying to knock you and say you not to do it, but I want you to be committed to it. I want you to be committed to learning what to do, how to do, and all this stuff. It's almost like hair. You know what I'm saying? I locked up 6 years ago. Okay, so it's a commitment. You got to bank to keep this hair going or this stuff is going to fall out.
Yes, it does.
So it's serious.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I just want everybody to understand that it's not just something easy or a hobby just to pick up and say, oh, I'm going to go do this and that's it. And I'm going to be, you know, number one bestseller. Please don't get your hopes up like that, child. If you can, woo, you're in high five. But just understand it's hard work and it's a commitment and it's a serious. Be serious. Be committed to. Don't just do something and just be like, oh, well, I ain't doing what I wanted to do. I quit. Huh? What you doing for? No,
I know.
Because
you invested not only time, but money and just sweat equity. It costs you more than money.
Yeah.
Okay, I can earn that
it's
back,
serious.
But I can't earn back my time that I put into
this.
No,
you cannot. I don't have
you really can't.
Nope.
You really can't. Exactly. Because everything is so different. And I look at the books I wrote before and I look at the books that I'm writing now. Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
Big
huge
difference.
Big
difference.
Yes.
And I was telling my husband the other day, I think I'm getting ready to go back and just kind of, if I can find the time, because right now my brain is cluttered. So if I can go back and find the time to revisit all those and kind of tweak them and send them through a whole new face, a facelift, or inside lift, child, we need to go to the plastic surgeon and go in. But I just don't have the time. I think I need to, but maybe re-release it or something like that. But Lord, it's
I did that
it's
actually.
Hard.
So it is. It's
okay.
Time consuming, but I did that because I was like, oh well. Now let me add some more to that. People were right. And some reviews that I was getting was like, oh, my God, this is good. But it's not long enough. That was my biggest thing. I was like, you know what? I need to write longer books. I guess people were like, that's it. That's it. You need to write more. So
right.
So how do you handle people trying to tell you how to write or the way you should write it in your reviews? How do you handle that?
With the reviews, in the beginning, I swear if I got a one or a two, and I would read it, and they would hurt my feelings. Because it's like, you talked about my kids. Like, you know, it's like you just called
exactly.
my kids ugly. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's like, it's my baby. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but I had to grow that tougher skin because, you know, I think it was at one point, somebody wrote a review, and they was like, you know, it was okay, but somebody else, some other author's name is better. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, wait a minute. Somebody's trolling me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
mm-hmm.
they want people to read it and go, I'm not going to read this. I'm going to go read such and such. And it's like, you know, don't do that, y'all. But then I've seen some reviews. I know at one point when I was pumping them out really fast, and it was like, okay, well, the editing took away from it, and it's some misword, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, so I might need to pump my brakes a little bit. So now it makes me go, okay, well, shit, I should have listened to what they said at that time. I should have slowed down, sent this to some serious editing, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and get it right to a point where I wouldn't have missed out on, I possibly missed out on some readers because I didn't take my time and really go through it and tone through it like I should have. So, you know, some reviews I'm good with. Some reviews I think they're trash. I mean, I just really think you're being
well, yes,
you
not all reviews are good reviews. When they start attacking you as a person, that's not a review of your work. It's really not.
Right. Or
take it with a grain
like,
of salt.
Oh, well, I didn't like such and such, the way he acted. You know, he was an asshole. So I gave it a 2.
But,
and it's like, wait? You like the book, but you didn't like the character? Girl, stop.
How are you basing the whole entire book on one character?
On one character, I promise.
One character.
I mean, if I can pull up that review, and it's like you want to report it so bad, and it's like, you know, Amazon ain't going to do jack, but it's like, dude, that's so rude. You know? Because you didn't like the way she acted. Her attitude was very awful, and she whined too much, and she did it. So, did you like the book? Or.
Right.
Who
would not say that if they went to a movie? You know?
Or
because what are movies? There's nothing but a written book on screen.
Yeah. I mean, and
you don't go
like,
with, well, he acted like that. I'm not going to give the movie good ratings because I didn't like him.
Right.
Really?
It's like I didn't like him as an actor. It's like Blair Beetlewood. Okay, Blair Underwood, though, if him. Okay,
yeah.
I don't really like him as an actor because it seems like every movie he plays in, he beats somebody. You know what I'm saying? So I call him
right.
Blair Beetlewood. But it's like I won't just say the whole movie was trash because he was in it. You know, but
right.
I guess everybody gonna think like this. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I get over it. I will get over it. So yeah. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, if they're constructive, constructive reviews, I could deal with. You know,
right?
Okay,
those
right.
are good.
Okay, so and like you did, you said you know it was an editing issue. So okay, so you take more time next time, slow down, and
right.
you
yes.
go up with a fine tooth comb, which is really hard to do
yes.
when you have a 363 page, you know,
yes.
novel that you're trying to. You think you got them all, and
you
so
really
I use Pro Writing Aid. You really think you get
it
them
is,
all, and then you read again, and you're like, how did I miss that?
How
like,
did
you gave
I miss it? And it's
yeah, or you
misspell
the character's name.
Uh-huh. Still missed it. Still missed it.
Uh-huh.
I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe I fell asleep.
Like,
I don't know.
Well, again, we're human, but see, traditionally published books, I've caught a few errors, which is funny, because they always claim, you know, they have the best editors and everything. Okay, well... Aha,
yep.
They still made a mistake.
Right.
And it's not going
like,
to always
you know,
be obvious,
have,
you know. You know, but,
and
I
I've
mean,
had
mistake happens.
I've had editing in the past. And it's crazy that I've had issues in the past. And then it's like I look at some other, because I do read a lot still, and I can read some of the ones that got 200 and 300 reviews and da-da-da-da. And I can read, and it's like, they missed a word, but y'all didn't say nothing. And it's like, well, you messed that part up, but y'all ain't say nothing. And it's like, well, why
right.
y'all be talking to me so cool? Why y'all be all mean? So,
but see, to
yeah,
me, if the story's really great, if it's a really good story, I don't care if they misspelled the character's name
right.
or you know maybe her name was this way in this chapter, but this chapter they didn't rename the character. I really won't care. But if it's just a
right.
constant... every chapter something wrong, yeah,
right.
that would bother me. But no,
yeah.
the story is really good. I don't care if you miss a word or two because in when you're writing, words skip and you think you've got everything, but you know you're really trying to get it on paper so fast and so quick is because it's going through your head that fast. It's
right.
not like you can push play or push rewind or you know press stop in your brain.
Nope.
So, so if I skip a few words, well,
right.
that's just it. So I have
Absolutely.
To use software to edit because I will miss. You know, it's just human error.
Yeah.
But
it is.
Like I say, if the story is really good, you know, I that won't matter to me because I'll just
right.
be like, I knew what you meant to say. I mean,
right.
come on, you're intelligent.
And that's
I can read,
always
if the words are backwards and I still read it, hey,
right.
I got it. It doesn't matter
yep.
if it was backwards. I still got the story. So,
yeah.
So tell us, what are your... where we can find you online and how readers can find your books and where.
Okay, I'm on, let's see, all my books are on Amazon, ebooks, and I do have some available on Smashword. I know Amazon is very particular about their KDP, but I will make it happen. I really do.
I got you.
and then... I'm trying to work on audiobooks, haven't quite figured it out yet, haven't quite gotten a decent producer and with a decent price to get it done. And then also, I sell paperbacks myself, so you can always go to author-kkharris.com and go to my
mm-hmm.
bookstore, order those, and get a signed copy right at your door.
Nice.
And I'm on all the social medias, Instagram, author. KK Harris, and I'm on Facebook, author KK Harris.
Nice. So you're on.
And I'm working on TikTok. Oh my God.
Okay.
Because of this little person that I have in my house. Yeah, she made me do it. The kid made me do it. It's just whatever. She's related.
I know. I've been watching their videos for the longest. They'll show me my grandbabies doing it. And. I just got onto TikTok. I'm not going to put anything yet, but I like watching everybody else.
I'm
it's
on the
like
if I can
pleasure.
Do it, I'm a can. And you worked out, so I did not.
yeah, that
rough.
Was past tense. Girl, I've been home with back issues, and so you know, I don't look like that anymore, but that's okay. I love me. My muscles are still here, but you know, they're still there, but they got a little more marshmallow to them than they had before. But you know, I like my curves, so I can work with it.
The whole TikTok craze, I'm working on it. I'm trying. I play with it a little bit. Now, some of the dances,
The dances. There you go. There is a lady I like though. Yeah, no, she's like in her. She's got to be like in her mid-50s, early 60s. I mean, she does every dance. It's so funny. And her name is Granny Coy. Yeah, Granny Coy.
She has the afro and the glasses.
Yes, I get a kick out of her so much. I'm like, oh, my God.
She watched
her videos. She's lost weight.
I was like, baby, if you can do that, I can do it. I can do it.
Right, if she can do it, I can do it. Yeah. And this confidence, it just shines through, you know. It's like, I need that confidence. Like I can do this. I can talk all day, you know, on the radio. But yeah, video. I'm still trying to get there.
See, video and like I said, I do some of them, and we record them, and we'll look at them, and it's like, if I'm cute, and it look like the dance is going real smooth, and I don't have too much moving in other areas, I don't want nobody to see, I'm good. If my thighs don't jiggle too much on that one, I'm straight. If my midsection look like my stomach look like it might be clapping, I'm not doing it. Nope. So, I got a lot. I got to critique the video before we post. I'm not playing. Y'all not going to laugh at me, Chad. No.
Look, Shaper Mint. There we go. Shaper Mint, pull it up and go.
Baby, I'm putting on leggings.
Just tuck it all in. There you go.
Let me go get my workout leggings. Hold on. Let me get the good stuff, the compression stuff. It's been a whole stuff in. All right, let's roll.
She's getting smaller every time I see her now, so it's working for her.
Hey, I'm trying. We're going to figure it out. If we've been on quarantine this long, we're going to figure something out.
Exactly. I mean, I stretch. I used to go walk with my German Shepherd every morning. But nowadays with this up the hill thing and then with all these storms we're having, I got halfway down. I was so out of breath. I had to get my son to walk the dog back to the house. I just take my inhaler with me just in case. Puffing and puffing, but I'm going to make that hill.
That hill is a joke. There ain't no joke. Okay,
I know. It's easy going down. It's when you got to go back up.
And we have a hill for a driveway. My husband had me doing, what was it, crab walks? Crab walks yesterday.
Oh, goodness.
Yes,
I know. That's got your arms and your legs. Oh, my goodness.
It's quite, all my insides hurt after I got done. I quit.
See, I can sit in a squat. If it's all the way down, I could do a lotus blossom in yoga.
Yeah,
and it's sitting, I can hold and I can actually, it takes the weight off of my back and I can actually be okay.
Yeah.
But the problem is that my knees start to fuss at me. So, so you got to come back up. That's the only thing about that one. So I'm like, okay. So sometimes I just have to do it anyway and pay for it later. Just go lay down.
Right. Just work it out.
Well, thank you so much for being on with us tonight and telling us about your books. And I know you said it was the Lincoln Black Knight.
Yeah.
All right. So definitely. And book number one is Defying Destiny. And then is it Destiny's
Defying
Cage
Destiny
the next
is
one?
Destiny's Sweet Cage is next. And then Sid's Wolf Den, and then finally we have Denver's Deception. And the last book that I'm working on is Black Heart. It is coming. It's going to be good.
Nice. So is Wolf Den, like, is it kind of paranormal, or is it?
No,
Or is it contemporary?
Yes, it is. It's not paranormal. I've hung up my paranormal for a little bit, just for a little while. I have one book under paranormal, and that's King, and it's been a while. It's King.
Okay. Well, I really enjoyed talking with you tonight, and thank you for coming and sharing your books with us. And I know we have some callers that were listening in. Yes. So I thank you for coming on the show, and thank you for everyone for tuning in. Everybody continue, please, to be safe. Stay home. You don't have to go out. Stay home if you can.
Please.
I know you got to get out, but if you do get out, make sure you wash your clothes when you get back in, because you don't want to be passing around the house and sitting around in it.
Mm-hmm.
But because the second wave is coming, supposedly. So, you know, everything is settling down. They started to open up this week to certain nail salons and everything, but most people are like, I'm still not going to do it.
I'm not. I will not be the guinea pig. I'm saying
no. The numbers in Georgia still going up, so we got to get this down. But everyone, please be safe and check out KK Harris. I will continue to promote her books. Check them out on Amazon, her website, and I will also add this broadcast on Spotify, iHeartRadio. So if you missed tonight's message, you can always pick it up on there. So thanks again for joining us. Have a great evening. Blessings, peace, and love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listening to Mahogany Says with Mahogany Silverain at mahoganysilverain.net. Thank you and good night.